So I get these stories from people that are just really fun. So I'm going to share a couple of with you, okay? When I got up this morning, I felt led to listen to the Wakey Wakey Angel message. I have the one that was recorded at Mahesh and Bonnie Shavda's. By the way, I shared that message at their church, and Mahesh just went nuts. They've been saying Wakey Wakey ever since. A few hours later, after listening to the message, I was at the store, and over the loudspeaker, they paged Wakey to come up to the front. She said, "I am not kidding. I've never heard a person named Wakey. But today, the page came over the store loudspeaker, paging Wakey to come up to the front, and they repeated it a second time. I guess I should have gone up to the front to meet Wakey, but I didn't think about it. I sense there is something significant in pursuing this, which I am doing. I am a firm believer that when something is repeated two or more times, stop and listen. God is speaking." Isn't that fun? Just little random things like that that make this so fun. Now, this one is really cool. Okay. I did a women's conference in Brisbane a year ago, and this is from that place. I could probably be best described as a comfortable Christian. Up until a few months ago, that is. My wife went to a conference in Brisbane that Benny was speaking at and brought the CDs home for me to listen to while I was working on the tractor. While listening to one about the Wakey Wakey call, I felt encouraged and that it was the right thing to do to call out. I stopped the tractor, opened the doors, and yelled, "Wakey Wakey." Nothing happened. About 7 or 10 days later, I woke up in the night with my eyes wide open and saw two angels in my room and a very, very bright light outside, and I now know the sound of a shofar being blown. To cut a great short story short, my life and my family's has been changed completely, and we have an unsatisfied hunger for becoming closer to God and encounters in the supernatural realm. When I was in that women's meeting in Brisbane, there was a young gal there at the end of the service who was just kind of hanging out off to the side, and I was up in the front, and I was praying for people, and I was talking with people, and I kept noticing her out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, well, what does she want? She doesn't seem to be approaching me, but she wanted to wait till everybody was...